Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Bit of an early guest for you today. Popping in on her way to work, It's Patsy Palmer. Hiya.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
I'm sorry it's so early.
It's all right, it's not your fault.
I know.
Blame him, though.
Yeah, what did time? You put them clocks forward at the weekend?
Yeah, that was me. What time do you start on EastEnders?
7:30, usually.
Oh, so we're making you late.
Well, not today, I'll start a little bit later, just for you.
Thanks. Because most people, I reckon, think it's probably quite a cushy job being in a soap, don't they?
It is nice.
Yeah, it is nice. But I reckon people think you just turn up, you know, about 11.
I don't think so now. I'm sure most people know that the schedules are, that there's long days and The schedules are quite difficult.
I think people think radio DJ is cushier than soap actor.
Do you think?
I would have thought so, yeah.
I always think, can you get to sleep when you get home this afternoon? Or if you're up at 4 o'clock, are you?
Oh, yeah, 4-ish. 5-ish, 5. Yeah. But then I don't have to learn lines every day.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to work until 7 o'clock at night.
Is that what you have to do?
Yeah.
God, it's quite a lot of work, isn't it? It's just the learning lines and stuff. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, your brain does get back into the swing of it. You know, it's when you're doing it all the time, it's just like a computer and we can do it quite quickly. So.
What's it like to be back?
It's really great. It's really great fun. It really is. I'm having a really nice time. That's why I'm not moaning. Get me back in here in a few months and ask me about getting up this time in the morning. But it is really nice. The atmosphere is great up there and it's so important because you're there most of your life, you know. So it is, it's good. I'm enjoying it. The storylines are fantastic.
And have you just kind of clicked back into it again, do you feel?
I have, straight away. And I think with more fun, really, because I'm a bit older. And she's such a crazy character that I'm having a lot more fun with her now.
Who's the father of all them kids?
Don't know.
I like it, you don't know. Now, where they do EastEnders, they don't do Top of the Pops there anymore, do they?
No, that used to be a lot of fun.
That used to be good.
Yeah.
Because you used to, back in the day, you used to get a weird mix of kind of international pop stars and EastEnders characters in that pub. Do you remember? If you go to that pub, the one.
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. All right. There used to be. I remember you used to see people like Roy from, Pat's. Having a conversation with H from Steps. Or you'd get Doc Cotton speaking to the Manic Street Preachers. And then you'd get, like, because they used to do Holby there as well, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
You used to get a man with third degree burns walking down the corridor at the same time. Just a really weird mix of people.
Yeah, I met Stevie Wonder there. That was great.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Now, we were talking yesterday about when you tell people what you do for a job and they say, like, for instance, if you're a painter, they go, oh, you missed a bit. And we had Doctor Who, David Tennant, in yesterday. Where's your TARDIS? He gets that. Catherine Tate was also here. Oh, you bothered, though. Now, on a daily basis, how many times do people come up to you and say, Ricky?
About, I don't know.
Every day.
I don't think I've counted, but yeah, maybe 10 times a day on average, if you sort of balance it out.
And do you smile when they say it?
10 times a day?
It just goes over my head, and I just sort of walk past, sort of over going, ha, 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 do you think you're the first person that said that to me today? Because it's been going on for 9 years, so it's like... But, I'm just... It is amazing that people still do it, actually. And I can't... Now, because of the adverts that are on with my... You know, they've really sort of camped it up really loudly and, it's causing all sorts of natural disasters. I can't really say much at the moment. I'm imprisoned to that. But it's fun. You know, I'm trying to cultivate gratitude... for everything at the moment, so I'm just thinking, well, at least they've sort of, you know, made a lot of fun of it by doing what they've done, which is great, really.
Because you left in, was it 99, and you came back to do the specials
I
in
did,
2002.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has that Ricky thing ever stopped?
No.
Has it ever kind of thawed out during that time?
No, never.
It's still, 10 times a day?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm in bed, I can hear people shouting it as they walk past, and I just think, oh...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's quite weird.
Imagine you coping with that, Chopper.
Oh, God, that would do my head in, that.
Chopper! I'd be 10 times a day.
I'd be throwing buckets of water out the window and everything.
Is it one of those things that was actually ever said much in the show, or was it one of those things that never really happened much, but they kind of made it
into... Yeah, I think somebody on the radio, actually, one morning, had a comment about it, and...
Who was that?
I think it was Jonathan Ross, actually.
Was it? Oh, right.
And made some sort of screechy... sound that sounded like my voice, and that was it.
So you have said it a few times, but not as much as people think.
Probably not, actually. Yeah. Probably not as much as people think. But now, obviously, now it's in. You know, it'll be in every line, probably.
It's like Michelle Gale, who got Roland for years. That wasn't even her.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't her. Radio 1 podcast. Oh. Just waking up this morning. Lewis Hamilton and Danny Minogue have arranged a date, which is nice. Calvin Harris, right, has been the latest victim of Terminal 5. He's only gone and lost, I know, he's only gone and lost the only copy of his brand new album in his bags at Terminal 5. It's chaos there, isn't
it? I'm sorry, but how stupid do you have to be if you know you're going to Terminal 5 to put the only copy of your album in your luggage?
Right, where am I flying into today? Terminal 5.
Oh,
right,
I know.
I'll pop that only master copy that I've got of my new album into my bag.
I mean, do me a favour.
I know. Amy Winehouse has been dishing out tea, coffee and hobnobs to photographers. That's nice, isn't it?
That's
because they hang around for ages, don't they? That's what we should start doing outside Radio 1 when they turn up to the paparazzo. We should, like, offer some rich teas and some digestives and stuff. What do you think?
No.
And Big Brother bosses in the Philippines have said that it's absolutely fine for a contestant to be circumcised live on air. Ow.
What?
Yeah. They're going to stream it and everything.
Do that by me again. I was just in the middle of a conversation with the one that doesn't speak.
Big Brother bosses in the Philippines have said it's all fine for a contestant to be circumcised live on air.
Oh, hey!
That's allowed.
Yeah, but why are people now doing demonstrations at the studio of how you get circumcised?
I know how you circumcise somebody. I know what happens.
Do you?
You don't have to do the
action. You know how to circumcise somebody. Do you?
I don't know how to. I wouldn't know what instruments to
get. Well, you learn something every day.
I don't know how to. I mean, I know what. Like, everyone's what doing the actions.
Is that what you do in the afternoons?
And David Beckham has been told off by his mum for those photos of him in his pants. You're right, Chopper.
I have some horrible images going through my mind at the moment.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Patsy's coming very early, which we like a lot. Can you give us any plot spoilers of stuff coming up?
No.
Oh, just a little taster of something, please.
I think you'd have asked to ask that more subtly if you were going to get some information out of her.
Do you think I went a bit too hard on
that? Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, what we'll do, right, we'll do the true or false thing.
Okay.
Right, and then if you can just work it in at some point to try and get out of it,
all right? Yeah.
Okay, wicked. Now, what we do, before every guest comes in, Patsy, we play a game of true or false with Chappers where he has to guess whether it's true or false, hence the name of the game. And today we did one on you, right?
Okay.
This is the first one. Instead of celebrity perfume, Patsy Palmer has her own range of fake tan. Now, he said false. Is it true or false?
True.
It's true.
See, he's more the fake tanner.
Can't you tell how?
Well, I can with you, but
in the morning.
But I, you know. Yeah.
When did you launch that? I'm all about the fake tan.
Oh, 6 years ago now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And it's still on.
It certainly is. Yeah.
Okay. Are you wearing it
very
tonight?
Good.
And will you look that bright and bushy tailed in future plot lines?
No.
Right. Okay. Get there.
I'll look for a nice shade of grey.
Okay. Why would that be then? What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That was good. You're a lot better than this than me, I tell you. Very good.
Watch and learn.
I was really hoping you was going to wear that silver puffer jacket today.
Oh, no, and me, but I left it at work.
Oh.
I woke up this morning and I didn't know what to do. I was having withdrawal symptoms. Where's my jacket?
Right. Patsy Palmer is not your real name. Now, you said false.
True.
Oh. True what? Hang on, you asked
not
me,
my
Patsy.
Real name.
You keep putting double negatives in these. It really confuses
mine
me.
Mine was Patsy Palmer is not Patsy's real name.
Right,
and
so
you said false.
Right.
Right. And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that Patsy Palmer...
That's too wrong.
It is. Did you not know that I'm Angelina Jolie?
Right, next one. Patsy once sat in for Lorraine Kelly on GMTV. You said false.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't remember.
Oh, well, that's a non-void question.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Morning, Lorraine, if you're listening. Lorraine does listen to this.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, no, you did.
Sorry, Lowell.
In 1999, You did actually sit in for Larynka.
Did not, did I?
Yeah, you did, on GMTV.
I didn't.
I reckon you did.
I did not, I didn't.
Right, thank you.
All right, okay.
I can't do an accent.
You don't have to do Lorraine Kelly's accent.
Is that the rule? Is that the rule when you sit in for Lorraine?
Yeah, you have to do an accent.
To do an impression.
Her voice. It's like, poor Lorraine, she's got it as bad as I have, hasn't she?
Yeah. Now I'm confused. Are you... You say she has, and you say, I believe. I get that one right.
Okay, I found that on the internet, and let's face it, if you're saying he didn't, it's probably true.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you got that one right.
Thank you.
Very good. Patsy Palmer has not been in the bill. You said false.
Yeah.
I have, yes.
You have been in the
four
bill.
Four times, yeah.
Four times?
Yeah.
All the same character?
No. Over a period of time from when I was about 14 to 22. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Now, we asked Catherine Tate this.
What's better, the plots in the bill or the plots in EastEnders?
Oh, of course, EastEnders.
Are there some good plots coming up?
What kind of plots?
No, no, not oh. that direct. I'm trying to do this subtly.
Oh. Okay. What different characters do you play in the bill? Because everyone's been in the bill. I love it.
I played a girl that got arrested for stealing a car. Mm. And then I played somebody that found a person that had been murdered by a canal. I played a part of a wife that had been battered by her husband. And actually, my little boy was in that when he was first born. He was like a baby, like that. And then what else did I play? Oh, that before it was like a teenage kind of... I don't know, what was it?
A Lorraine Kelly stand-in?
No. It was... I can't think. I'll get back to me on that one.
Okay.
And are any of those kind of characters going to appear?
Oh, no, a teenage prostitute.
Oh, right.
It was lovely.
Tom.
That's why I was really could remember it.
Tom.
Is that they called him it in the bill?
There is.
It's been on my mind since I was 16.
You think she's a Tom, Sarge? listen, it is amazing to have you back in EastEnders.
Oh.
And thank you for coming in on your way to work today.
That's all right.
Thank you, Patsy.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hi, I'm Barry. I work at Royal Mail in Plymouth.
Barry Oakey is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
You can't touch Barry. You can't touch Barry. You can't touch Barry. You can't touch Barry.
Loving it.
My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to fight through this good when you know you're down? A super dope homeboy from the whole town, and I know that's such, and this is the beat up you can't touch. I told you, Millsy, you can't touch Barry. Yo, sound the bell, school's in, you can't touch Barry. You can't touch Barry. Barry time. Every time you see me, the Barry's just so high. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. I toured around the world, from Plymouth to Cornwall. It's a Barry, go Barry, MC Barry, go Barry, and the rest can go and play. Can't touch Barry.
Go on, Barry. That was MC Barry. And you can't touch Barry. If you'd like to be on Barry Oakey tomorrow, your name's got to be Barry. You can text in to 81199. 81199. Really doing this for 2 weeks. Yeah, anyway, if your name is Barry, text in, you might be on tomorrow.
Stop Barry time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you hear Lupe Fiasco with Joe Wiley yesterday? That wasn't what I was expecting at all, to be honest. He's a bit bonkers.
Is he?
I quite like it though. Now, what do you imagine, right, an American hip hop star to be like when they come into Radio 1?
Quite cool.
Yeah.
A bit monosyllabic.
Yeah.
You know?
He's more like something off the Mighty Boosh. He's right out to the left. It's weird, but I quite like it. Here he is.
Throughout the day, I make up at least 7 new songs.
So he makes 7 new songs up every mm-hmm. day. Here's what he's written about.
Actually, we made up about 8 today.
Oh, particularly prolific today then.
I did a cover of the theme song to Frosties.
Right. So he's done a cover of the Frosties theme tune.
I did a cover of the theme song to Frosties.
Yeah.
That's Sugar Frosted Flakes.
I know what they are, Lupe.
That's Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know what Frosties are.
Maybe Joe just looked blank at him when he said that.
Now, we were hoping it was going to be the one that goes, They're going to taste great. Mm. They're going to taste great. It's not that one at all. But would you like to hear his Frosted Flakes song?
Yeah, I'd love
to. Okay, here's Lupe Fiasco with a song about Frosties.
Go, show them that you're a... I said, hey. I said, show them that you're a tiger. Show them what you can do. The taste of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes brings out the tiger in you. Brings out the tiger in you. Let's do it one more time. Make it fun. Come on, Matthew. Make it fun. Come on. I say, show them that you're a tiger. Show them what you can do. The taste of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes brings out the tiger in you.
It's very good.
And you. And you. And you. And you.
Yay!
Okay, so that's the Frosted Flakes song by Lupe Fiasco.
Was Joe trying to shut him up early?
I think so.
Because she kind of interrupted him with that. Oh, that's very good.
Most people do a current song, don't they, as their cover. They don't do it about Frosties.
That was all right, that was good.
Also, you don't get P. Diddy on talking about what sweets he likes, do you?
I had my gummies from Mark and Spencer. Spencer's this morning, my wobbly worms.
So he likes wobbly worms from Marks and Spencer. Tell you what he needs to get into. Percy Pigs. That's what he needs to get into next.
They're your favourite, aren't they?
They are good.
Yeah, I got pistachios.
Yeah.
My wobbly worms, at least 700 calories a piece.
Are they? That's a lot, isn't
That's
it?
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
700 calories?
That's not true. One wobbly worm is 700 calories.
That's ridiculous. That's not right.
That can't be right at all.
You're going to do Superstar for us now, which I had as Record of the Week at the very beginning of this year with Matthew.
Yeah, Record of the Week. You did. Yeah.
He just likes to sing in response to what Joe was saying.
Do Wiggly Worms have alcohol in them?
I don't know. Do you think he'd been on the Wiggly Worms before he did this?
I think he'd had a lot of Wiggly Worms.
I might do that tomorrow.
Do a whole show on Wiggly Worms.
I'm going to do a whole show on Mark Spencer Wiggly Worms. Woo!
I'm a huge fan of Ian Brown.
Ian Brown, Stone Roses.
Fear is one of my favourite songs of all time.
Okay. And then what's next?
Have you ever met him?
Fantastic Expectations, Amazing Revelation, Final Execution as Resurrection, Free Expression as Revolution, Finding Everything and Realizing that you got the fear. No, I haven't.
Right, so it took him a while to answer that question.
There's part of me that thinks he isn't really listening to what Joe's saying, and he's just
doing
his own thing.
It's so good.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do it.
Scott Mills, Totally Random Quiz of the Day.
Today's quiz is a pointless survey of the day. It's a new idea where what we do is we go out onto the streets, right? We ask people a question, and then you have to guess what the most popular answers were, right?
Okay,
not been done before this.
No.
If you get it right, you'll hear a... And if you get it wrong, you'll hear a... Okay, today...
This would make it quite a good TV game show, right?
Today, question?
Yes.
Which word do you hate the most? Because some words really kind of give you the creeps, don't they?
Yeah.
You know what mine is, don't you?
Panties.
Oh! Just the sound of the word, panties.
Not a big fan of panties,
horrible.
Are you?
Horrible.
I don't know why.
Right, I now want you to guess what the top six words are, okay?
Okay.
Off you go.
Top six?
The top six words that people hate the most.
What, in the whole English language?
Yeah, no pressure. Number six?
I'll go for... poo.
That's wrong. Would you like to know what...
I'd like to know what number six is.
What number six is.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate the word leakage. That's a really horrible word.
Why do you hate the word leakage?
It reminds me of leaks.
Oh yeah, it reminds me of leaks. It's just leakage. It sounds horrible.
Okay. Right, all right.
This bloke agrees.
Say if you were out on a date and someone used the word leakage in conversation, what would you think? What would you do?
If they start using the word leakage, the date can't be going that well anyway.
But he's got a good point.
Yeah. Clever answer.
Number five, word that people hate the most.
Mushroom.
It's only because you don't like mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm going, because I can't stand mushrooms. But also because
there's nothing wrong with the word
but
mushroom.
But he said leakage sounds like leak, so I'm thinking I'll stick with the vegetable thing, mushroom.
Surprisingly, mushroom is not the fifth most hated word.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay, what is it?
Here it is.
So what's your least favourite word?
Chazwaza.
Now, I have no idea what that is.
What?
Chazwaza? Here he is to explain.
Chazwaza. So something like a weird Cockney phrase, and I always hated that. Just sounds weird.
Okay, do you know what it means?
No idea whatsoever. That's part of why I hate it so much.
What would happen if you were on a date with someone and it was all going really well and then they used the word chazwaza? What would you do?
Walk out.
Right, so he doesn't know what it means, but he hates it.
Chazwaza,
that's horrible.
And more people went for chazwaza than they did leakage, did they?
And mushroom.
How astonishing.
Right. Number four, what do you think?
This is lots of play at home fun, this, given by all the texts that are coming in.
Yeah.
Unless they're all just calling me that.
Moist is not in there.
That was going to be my guess.
Oh, sorry.
Right, discharge.
Gusset isn't in there either.
Discharge.
Well, that is in there somewhere.
Right.
But it's not number four. Okay.
Well, this is slightly different to how I thought it was going to be. I have to get the actual fourth one, just not what's in the top six. Moist isn't in there. Gusset,
I want to do it in order.
Okay, I'll go for panties.
Okay, here's number four.
My least favourite word. Gash.
My least favourite word.
Gash.
I think it's going to be gash.
A lot of people say gash. I have no problem with the word gash.
I don't have a problem with the word gash.
Gash on my arm.
Yeah, something's gash.
Yeah.
If you were out on a date, say, and the person that you were with used the word gash in conversation, what would you do?
Just go away immediately.
Gash is not popular.
Just go away immediately. So you could come back and say,
gash on my face, gash anywhere.
I've just come back from the loo, and look, I've gashed my knee.
Yeah.
And she'd just get up and walk out.
It's just the sound of the word gash.
Oh, dear.
Right, number three, what is it?
I'm going to go for blancmange.
That's also a horrible word, yeah. But no.
Which is your least favourite word?
Cottage cheese.
In the conversation, your date said cottage cheese.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I probably would be offended.
It is horrible. Cottage cheese.
First of all, I thought you said Kaiser Chiefs.
Cottage cheese is horrible, though.
But that's two words.
I don't trust cottage cheese. There's something about it I don't trust.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, so you agree
just
with it?
Just a bit suspect.
Is discharge coming up?
I don't know what I think the one that doesn't speak. The other one, the girl.
Yeah,
she totally agrees with me.
Yeah,
right. Don't trust it.
It's just of cheese.
Not quite cheese. Not quite milk, yogurt. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't know what it wants to be. It's horrible. Anyway, that was number three. Number two. What do you think?
Flaps.
You'd be close.
Which is your least favourite word?
Flange.
Oh, flange. Now I didn't want to say.
Just the sound of the word flange.
Do I get that?
No, because it's not the same word, is it, really?
Favourite word?
Flange.
Oh, that's horrible. And here is the number one word that people hate the most on our pointless survey of the day.
Discharge.
Yeah, you see, you got that. You got the number one.
Discharge.
What didn't you like about discharge?
It just doesn't sound very nice.
So what would happen if you were on a date and then your date said discharge?
Well, don't think it'd be acceptable to mention discharge, especially over a meal.
Just conjures up images of fluids coming out of your nose. Discharge.
Don't think it'd be acceptable to mention discharge, especially over a meal.
Right, I agree.
Which is your least favourite word?
Discharge.
See, everyone agrees.
Say if you're out on a date and they use the word discharge in conversation, what would you do?
Don't know. Probably just walk away.
I don't. You wouldn't stand for that?
No.
Okay, so it's one strike and you're out?
Yep.
There we are.
Questioner, though, is obsessed with dates.
She is.
Does she not have any other questions?
I don't think so, though. And that was today's totally pointless survey of the day. Discharge, the most hated word in the UK. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. What do you think about this? This is I can play an album in full tomorrow by somebody called Wing. Do you know of Wing?
I've never heard of Wing.
Right, okay. Fans of South Park may know of Wing already because she has been in an episode. Okay. She's a proper singer. She's just been at the South by Southwest festival.
Okay.
You know where all the new bands get to play in Austin, in Texas. She's just been there. And she's been around for a while. She lives in New Zealand, and she does have a few albums available. This is from her biog on her website. Wing the singer is admired by fans throughout the world for the passion and joy she shares through her CDs and performances of popular songs. With a unique voice and an ever-widening repertoire, Wing loves singing, and she lives to sing. Her goal is to sing beautiful songs as they should be sung, and she spends 3 to 4 hours every day working towards this goal.
Oh, dear.
Now,
I don't think he's ever very good if somebody's described as having a unique voice.
Well, you wait till you hear it. I want to play this in full tomorrow. This album, which is called Wing One Voice. Now, there's an amazing offer on her website at the moment. If you buy one of her CDs, right, she promises that she will call you up and sing down the phone to you personally.
Really?
I'm going to think she's going to regret that she's ever done that now.
It's a nice personal touch.
Imagine if other bands did that. Imagine the Foo Fighters, every time you bought one of their CDs, they call you up and sing down the phone to you. Right, what do you think about this as a masterpiece tomorrow? We'll get Zane's take on this in a minute. This is Wing, and this is what she does, right?
Working 9 to 5, what a way can be, I'm leaving.
That was 9 to 5. I don't know what this one is. So I'm in AC/DC.
Massive. It's all very good. What do you think of that? Excellent.
Here's another track.
Ho! Nice.
This is Wing.
Lest we forget. Yeah.
She's got more.
Oh yeah, tell you something. I think you understand.
Nice.
Then I
see.
See there's something.
Ho!
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
And she does Elvis. And Beauty and the Beast.
Massive.
Very even thing that somebody makes unexpected.
Which reminds me, Jordan and Peter Andre are coming in on Joe Wiley's show this morning from 10 o'clock.
Nice link.
Thank you. That was Wing. Two. Let me know what you think on 8199. That could be tomorrow's masterpiece, I reckon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.